Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 18th of January. I think I made a video yesterday where I said it was the 17th of February. It is what it is. In the year 2023. And I am in Childress, Texas right now. Heading to the East Coast. You know, I meet a lot of people that know me as Jailbreak Overland because of my YouTube channel, my truck, my Instagram, etc. But a lot of them also know me as the conspiracy guy. And it's funny that I just find it funny, you know, the conspiracy guy. Let me explain something to you. The biggest conspiracy ever pulled, I mean ever, this blows away 9/11, this blows away John F. Kennedy getting his head blown off. This blows away everything. And that was the pandemic. And people are still self-perpetuating the COVID lie to this very day. And they'll continue. And there will be another event. There's another event coming anytime now. What's it going to be? I don't know. They've done so many things they needed to get done using COVID to get Agenda 21 going towards Agenda 2030. Agenda 2030 means 1984, like literally 1984. And it's astonishing to me that people think COVID's not a lie because my doctor told me that my sister had COVID. It is a lie. It's a complete and total lie. COVID is not real. It isn't real. They simply take anything that you have wrong with you now and relabel it COVID. That's what they've been doing since the very beginning. And they've actually come out and said it. You know what I mean? It's being exposed in the mainstream right now that the Department of Defense was behind COVID and behind the approval of the vaccination, which I've never got, and apparently a lot of people have never got. But my point to this is people think the government wouldn't lie. Think about this. People that want to be politicians are usually people that want power, money, and fame. And they're too ugly for Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? And people in Hollywood, think about them. They're people that want money, power, and fame. And these people conspire all the time with the mainstream media that used to be kind of somewhat okay back in the 50s and 60s, but it was never legit. The media is owned by the same people perpetrating the conspiracies against the country and against the world. You know what I mean? You know, the big thing right now is electric cars. California says everyone's going to have an electric car by 2035 or some date. Here's the thing. Nobody bothers to do this. It's very, very, very simple to do. An electric car, to build an electric car and to run an electric car through its life causes more damage to the environment than running a gasoline-powered car. Period. But the lithium needed to power these cars is one of the main reasons, one of the two main reasons we invaded Afghanistan was for lithium and heroin. You see what I'm saying? That's just one thing. And if electric cars were so important, the first electric car ever made was by Mercedes-Benz back in the 1800s. And guess what happened? It got crushed by big oil, which is Rockefellers. It's all the same people, all the same time. Their same bloodlines are still running things right now. As a matter of fact, I didn't know this. When they decided that oil was the most important thing and they could control everything, they could use oil for so many reasons. They could use it for transportation, they could use it for heating, they could use it for pharmacia. I didn't realize that Henry Ford built... Oh, hold on. Let me back that up. to be an amazingly enormous hemp industry in marijuana. And marijuana goes back thousands of years. And I recently discovered, after a great deal of research, that hemp oil and cannabis oil are almost wonder drugs that can stop cancer in its tracks. That can stop a lot of things you have wrong with you in your tracks, in their tracks. That's crazy. I didn't know that. At any rate, they did know that. And seeing how the oil barons wanted to go into the pharmacia industry, they crushed all that as, you know, Eastern philosophy medicine. We got to get rid of that. So they decided to use the mainstream media, Hearst. What is this, man? I don't know what this is. A dust storm? In Texas? That's crazy. Yes, it is. Holy cow. At any rate. Yesterday, I'm driving through Arizona and New Mexico, and it was 22, 25, 30 miles an hour because it was snowing. There was a quarter inch of snow on the ground, and everybody was crashing. Everybody. It was unbelievable. At any rate, they decided to use the mainstream media, the newspapers, to villainize marijuana, tell you that it was going to kill everybody, blah, 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 and they made it illegal on the same par with heroin. Marijuana and heroin are not the same things, but I digress, because I got a lot to say. I'm going to try to video this as I think of it and then put it all into one video. I'm going to try. At any rate, they villainize marijuana and hemp at the same time. Henry Ford built a car out of hemp that ran on hemp oil or other fuels you could grow on your own property, literally. And apparently, the car made out of hemp, like some sort of hemp plastic, I don't know the exact specifics, the car was 10 times stronger than steel. It could take a hit 10 times stronger than steel. How crazy is that? I'm passing an 18-wheeler in a windstorm, so stand by. And thanks to Prohibition, where alcohol suddenly became illegal, creating an amazing crime wave all across the country, the biofuels that Henry Ford came up with, you could grow in your own yard. You wouldn't need a gas station. Simple fuels, easy to make yourself, were also affected by Prohibition. So that all went away, and then we go to gasoline. So there's that. That's one conspiracy. Oh, look at this. That's what I'm saying. It's not even snowing on this dude. It's upside down. Eric, it's windy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I've seen, I don't know, 20 18-wheelers and 50 cars in the last 2 days. Upside down. Unreal. At any rate, people don't think the government will lie to them. The government lies to you constantly, all the time. Think about this. Think about this. This is just simple. How did Adolf Hitler go from jail? He was in jail where he wrote Mein Kampf. He comes out of jail. He hooks up with a bunch of dudes. And next thing you know, they have the most unbelievable military like no one's ever seen before, performing blitzkriegs all across the world. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not even talking about the occult part of it, because the occult part of it is huge. Everything about Nazi Germany was occult. Everything. They got some of their technology. I mean, they were using jet engines, and we were still using wooden propellers. They had, that's a whole nother video, and I've already done that video, but whatever. Who gave him the money to assemble this massive army? Because, dude, he was in jail. Comes out of jail, he's hanging out with some dudes. Next thing you know, he's got the biggest military on earth, and the whole world has to join together to stop him. Well, it turns out the people that joined together, especially on the American side, got caught helping him. One of them was Prescott Bush. The guy was a war criminal. He got caught. An American businessman got caught giving massive amounts of money to Hitler, and somehow two, his son and grandson, both become presidents of the United States. And while both of them are presidents, unbelievable things occur in the United States. For one thing, George Herbert Walker Bush, it's been documented a million times, was one of the dudes behind, first of all, killing Kennedy, because he can't remember where he was the day Kennedy got shot. That's the official story. I know where I was exactly and exactly what I was doing when they found Kurt Cobain dead, okay? And when Kennedy got shot, it was a big deal, man. People were crying. People were crying like a family member got killed. You know what I'm saying? But George H.W. Bush didn't know where he was that day. Also, he was a CIA guy forever. And the CIA was flooding the United States with cocaine. Flooding it. And they still are. I've told you this a million times. The war on drugs was simply a war to get the money, to get the drugs away from anybody that wasn't white and into the hands of the Bush family and all their pals. Because the war on drugs has put more Americans in prison. We have more people in prison than any other country, and we're a free country. And it's all, most, a lot of it's drug related. It used to be people wouldn't go to jail unless they harmed somebody else. You hurt them, you raped them, you killed them, or you stole from them. But then they decided drugs, war on drugs. The government is directly responsible for flooding our country with drugs. Iran-Contra, I mean, people see it on television. They're telling you we're the ones bringing in tons. We're responsible for starting the crack epidemic. It's never stopped. That's what destroyed the country. I'm old enough to remember the country prior to that. You know what I mean? LSD, smoking pot, the hippies, that was the start. But when they flooded the country with airplane loads of drugs, Barry Seal, I mean, Tom Cruise did a movie. They show it all. They show it. And people still don't understand. The government is people that want power and power over other people. And they're incredibly evil. They're incredibly evil because the only people that would allow, we need to help Nicaraguans fight a war so communists doesn't show up here. So we're going to flood the United States with cocaine so we can fund these guys. That's insane, but that's what happened. You see what I mean? I'll finish this later.